Without further ado,
I'll do all.
Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I am Carol.
And I am Maria. And this is season 3, episode 3 of Sticky Pickles, Worm Face, and Standing O.
I like our title this week. Yeah. It's good.
It's punchy. It's wicked punchy.
It's punchy. Yeah.
So I think you go first today, Kroll, with Worm Face.
Uh-huh. Okay, it's a funny title, right?
All right, strapping in. I'm strapping in.
Oh, no, it's good. It's good. And, there's a real, I think, a real dilemma here where I really want you to be in this. Okay, okay, so we're in a small, small town, middle of a quiet, quiet county.
Okay.
Okay? And we have a babysitter. Who's looking after two kids, a boy of 10, girl of 13. Yeah. What?
I was a latchkey kid. I'm like, they can handle that age on their own, can't they? Anyway, so that was an instinctual reaction of like 13-year-old babysitter. What?
What about 10?
10 is iffy. I'm more like, why can't the 13-year-old watch the 10-year-old? But maybe they just don't get along. Anything's possible. It was just an instinctual reaction. I was like, whoa, I was left alone younger than that.
Now, this babysitter's been going there for years, like knows these kids. It's like an after school. She gets dinner ready. She cleans up the house, bitch. Makes sure they do the homework. Both parents work.
How old is the babysitter in question?
Early 20s.
Okay.
Like 21.
Okay.
And the girl, Polly, she seems like unusually glum and despondent. And, you know, so babysitter's like, hey, are you okay? Are you okay? And she's like, can you keep a secret? It's the first thing she asks.
Mm.
And of course, she's like, of course I can. Pinky swear. And she slaps out her pinky. And so they pinky swear. And she goes, do you know a woman called Darcy? And the babysitter's like, Darcy? And she's, no. And she's like, too bad, says Polly. She's a worm face. Okay. Looks like my dad is now in love with her.
What?
And I get it that she's beautiful, but that means my dad's not in love with my mom and I hate her because she's going to ruin my whole family. And I think she's been coming here and my dad is not home, but the rest of us aren't home and she comes here and I found her clothes. And if I tell mom, they're going to get divorced. And if I don't tell mom, they're going to get divorced. I don't know what to do.
Oh.
And babysitter's like, whoa. Okay. Calm.
Wow. Those are what we call big feelings.
That would have been a great line to use. Listeners, take heed. So babysitter says, look, I know your parents, right? And she's kind of like, oh, honey, right? She's like, I know your parents. They are like the lovely, doviest people I've ever met. And they, everyone wants their sweethearts, right? Mm-hmm. They swoon all the time. Give me a break. And the girl's face puckers up like a bitter little lemon and goes, I knew you wouldn't believe me. Come see. I'll show you, she says.
Hmm. Hmm.
And I'll prove I'm not a liar. And that if they get divorced, what's going to happen to me?
Right.
Okay. So this is phase one.
Okay.
Maria.
Yes.
Babysitter. Maria.
Yeah.
What do you do at this stage?
Oh, I'm in. I'm curious. I have an idea in my head what might be going on. I have two ideas.
Bring them.
Okay. The first is, I'm like, okay, Darcy could be like a housekeeper or something who just needs to stash a change of clothes somewhere. That's sort of like my Occam's razor thing. I'm like, yeah, it could just be a very innocent explanation. Although why Polly doesn't know of the existence of a housekeeper would be like...
Or her name.
I'd be like, that's odd. But I mean, anything is possible. The second thing is, because I've been on a bit of a Kate Bush kick lately, is like, this is a babushka situation where mom is dressing up in her alter ego to spice up the marriage.
Okay. Okay, put those in your pocket. Very interesting. Maybe we're going down Avenue Maria. Maybe we're taking a left
turn. Maybe we're taking a Kroll Avenue. Yes. Knowing you, I'm completely off. So, all right.
Babysitter hems and haws over this, right? Okay, so this is her brain fart in her head right now. She's like, this is totally nothing. I know her parents. I need to ease this girl's tension because she's all like about to cry.
But it's also juicy gossip. If it's real, it's juicy gossip.
Yes. Number two, I have something amazing to tell my best friend, no matter what.
Finally.
And then three, she's like, if it's super bad, I'll call my parents because they'll help me. They'll sort it out.
They'll spread it out.
And four, I am super curious.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
How could you not be?
Right.
Darcy.
So babysitter goes, okay, let's go. And remember, there's a little boy and they go and check on Luke and he's deep into building Darth Vader Lego project, tongue sticking out, whole nine yards, happy, happy. So they go upstairs and they go into the office spare room and Polly goes to the closet. She removes the clothes and she pulls out this big leather trunk. She pulls it forward, leaves it in the closet because it'd be hard to pull out. And immediately babysitter notices that the trunk is locked, right? She goes, it's locked. Mm-hmm. It's locked. Mm-hmm. With one of those, whatever. Combination locks.
Yeah, well, that's when Polly gets out her lockpick set and she's been practicing.
And Polly's like, I know the combination. I've been working on it for weeks, yep. She says.
I'm a hacker in training.
Yeah, I finally guessed it. It was my date of birth.
wait, for real?
Yep, it was Polly's date of birth.
Oh.
Is what got her into this.
Is my babushka theory maybe somewhere along the... okay.
Quick as a flash, lock snaps open. And Polly backs out of the closet and says, okay, you look, right? And Polly looks ashen. She's sucking her fingers like a small child. So babysitter opens it up. She can't resist, right?
Ugh.
Do you want to know what's inside?
I'm a little afraid. I'm a little afraid.
We could take a second. What do you, okay, tell me what you'd be afraid of. What would be the worst thing to find in there?
Somebody's adult toys in various, oh, okay. Various states of
their
use.
Head or something.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm actually less afraid of that than something
adult toys.
That has been in someone else's orifices. I don't, oh, no. Then you know too much. At least a dead person's head. You're like, well, they're dead. I don't have to deal with the shame. Yeah.
Okay, you ready? Mm-hmm. So, one, there's a bunch of women's clothing. All folded up, right? And babysitter's careful not to disturb anything, but she's pulling it out like these folded, like, glamorous stuff, like evening wear and, like, negligees and all this kind of stuff. And there's, like, a bag of makeup and jewelry with these huge jewels all over it. And there's a folder. And inside the folder are pictures of this beautiful woman, right? In like this dark, jazzy club setting. One of them, she's at the bar drinking like a little cosmopolitan, or the other one, she's on stage. She's obviously a singer. And another one, she's flashing this brilliant smile, like Julia Roberts, shimmery, styly.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Okay. What? Go.
I don't want to say it because I kind of want to hear where you're going with this.
Okay. Just give me 2 seconds. The girl, Polly's like, I told you she's beautiful. Her name is Darcy and dad's in love with her. See the cards. And there's all these little cards, right? Things like, dear Darcy, I love you. Dear Darcy, honey, you're so beautiful. Marry me. Darcy, you're the best. You're the best. I love you. The babysitter realizes pretty quickly that.
Is daddy a drag queen?
Yes!
Oh my, I love that.
Very good. Okay, so the babysitter, like you, notices that some of the clothes are a bit large and...
Right, and were there some very large shoes in there as well?
Yes!
What's the suspiciously large woman? Isn't that what they called RuPaul? Suspiciously large woman?
Now, this is like from what the babysitters make out, this is like the dad maybe 15 years ago. Thing is Polly has no idea, right? Babysitter can totally see that now. She has no idea these are pictures of her dad. She cannot see it at all. I mean, dad's full of slap and fake eyelashes, and it's 15 years ago before she was even born. So. Daughter is sitting there going, you see?
It's just like questions upon questions. I'm just sort of like, okay, if dad is performing as a drag queen now, it seems like he's going through great lengths to hide this from just his kids, or is he hiding it from his wife as well? Like, because I'm just like, if his wife knows, then I'd be like, why don't you tell your kids? It seems like a really cool thing to share with your kids. But if his wife doesn't know, then I'm like, then, well, one, that's a hell of a secret to be, that's a difficult secret to hide. I don't know how you hide that long.
But many do. I mean,
being a drag queen, like, isn't that like a lot of work and like exhausting and, you know, anyway.
And amazing fun.
Yeah. I'm just kind of like bummed for his wife. Like, damn, dating a drag queen would be, I think, pretty fun. Or a lot of drama, whatever. I don't know.
Well, we don't know, right? All the information we've got is from Polly, the 13-year-old.
Yeah.
And this box of locked tricks that was in the spare room / home
office. I guess my other thing is, Polly being 13, really, I guess it's possible she's very sheltered and doesn't know what she's looking
at. Small town.
Yeah, okay. You know, if I was the babysitter, I probably would literally be like, we shouldn't have seen this. I'm backing away from this. I'm going to forget I saw this and ask your dad. I would probably just punt on that immediately because I'm like, this is way above my pay grade. Y'all are paying me like whatever dollars an hour.
This is 12 bucks an hour. Not,
I whip freaking 12 bucks. That's a steal. yeah, I'd be like, that's way above my pay grade. I don't think I'd touch it. Like if I was a babysitter.
Well, you know what? Babysitter is very close to you because what she happens to do is she turns over one of the photos and it's printed on the back of the photo when it was taken and it says 2004.
Mm-hmm.
So babysitter says, look, this was probably one of your dad's girlfriends from way before in 2004, before your mom and dad got married. And that's why it's in a trunk locked away in the middle of nowhere. I've got that kind of stuff.
That's why he's keeping her clothing from 2004. I'm sure that's not weird. I definitely have clothing from my ex-boyfriends from 20 years ago. Doesn't everybody?
I'm thinking if I have anything. I don't think I have anything like that. No.
I certainly don't have anything for my exes.
Well, look, she's not trying to fool you, Maria, a woman who is very sensible. She's fooling a 13-year-old who goes, oh, like the timestamp is just everything. She's like, okay, dad's not having an affair. Dad's not in love with Darcy now. Mom and dad are fine. Family's going on. I shouldn't have snooped. I don't have to tell them. Because babysitter's like, let's not say anything to anybody, pinky swear. Right?
Yeah.
And everyone just STFUs.
Because I'm just thinking, okay. All right. So confession time. When I was in high school, I accidentally came across a secret of somebody else's that I didn't mean to encounter.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Yes. Yep. And I remember being like, I shouldn't have seen this. Should have known that. Really wish I could unknow it. And I remember getting a few of my closest friends because I had like a very tight group of friends in high school. And I remember just being like, guys, you need to help me uncover, like cover up the evidence that I saw this that I should not have. And we were like MacGyvering. I had opened an envelope that I didn't know that I should not have opened. And what I found inside was like horrifying. But the envelope was mangled, like really mangled because I just opened it carelessly. And I was like, I need you guys to help me like MacGyver a way to close this envelope back up. So it looks like it was like this in the first place. Like this whole thing. And to this day, it's been decades since I was in high school. I still like cringe when I think about that. I'm like, oh man, I should not have learned what I learned. And
you can't share with us what you learned because it's a long time now.
Oh no, I could totally share, but I don't know if it would actually be helpful information for anybody. So I'm okay. I just don't think it's worth sharing. But what occurred to me only like 2 years ago, because the thing that I had found was really horrifying, and I'll let listeners maybe fill in the blanks. Like they can maybe, I'd love to know what people think I found, because I would actually genuinely, if somebody guesses it right, I'll tell you.
Ooh,
yeah, how about that? If somebody guesses it, I will say, yes, you got it right. I promise.
Okay, there we go. But pinky swear?
Completely pinky swear. So the thing that I found that I should not have found, only recently did I realize, like, oh, that thing may not have been sent to the other person in earnest. It may have actually been a prank or blackmail. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So, and I, because it never occurred to me that that would be a possibility. So, you know, maybe Darcy is a secret that dad very much wants to bury in his past, and somebody knows about Darcy and tried to blackmail him. And
I mean, it's in a trunk that is locked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking of this babysitter who's like not part of this family, right? Has figured out what's going on and does not want to be the one breaking the news to the daughter
yeah,
that that's like, actually Papa.
Woo, yeah.
Papa in some slap, right? So,
because me, I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Dad's a drag queen. Like,
yeah, which maybe.
Guess what?
Maybe
your makeup's going to be amazing.
But it all depends on the dynamics. This is a small town, you know, county of nowhere.
This is true. Maybe
we don't
maybe
know.
Dad lived in London for a while or something and had like a very, or I don't know what country he's in, but like maybe he lived in the big city for a while.
Yeah.
And he had a very cosmopolitan youth. And then, I don't know, he decided to settle down. It wouldn't be the first or the last time. So
they make a pinky swear, say nothing, everything's cool. Dad's not having an affair, says, you know, babysitter, this looks all fine, old school, 2004, who cares? Polly moves on, everyone moves on, they lock it up, they put everything back, exactly, smackly, go downstairs, hey, hey, how's everything going? Hey, hey, hey. A few hours later, parents come home. And Luke rushes to the door and goes, hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Who's Darcy? And why is there stuff upstairs in the trunk?
Luke, you are awesome. Oh, that's amazing.
And welcome to having children.
It's like, son, I meant to tell you about this, but there comes a time in every man's life when he realizes he enjoys impersonating large women.
But you were spot on. Dad used to perform as Darcy in the city. He was great at it, did it for 5 years before they got hitched. And Mom actually fell in love with him when he was on stage. That's when she first swooned.
Totally believe it.
Made him promise to keep all his stuff just in case he wanted to do it later when the kids were older.
Yeah.
But put it in a locked trunk so the kids won't find it.
Oh man. That's, that's awesome. I love that. I love that story. That's so great.
Oh. Tell me about your sticky pickle, Standing O.
Standing O. So we have a married couple, Raj and Kavita, and they are in their early 50s. They've been together for a long time. And with them lives Raj's elderly mom, who needs constant care. So I promise this is not a bummer story. This is just the reality of life for a lot of people. Like many,
yeah, there's an elderly person in the house and everyone's looking out for her or him. And
yeah, this in this case is Raj's mom and Kavita's mother-in-law. And because mom-in-law requires so much intensive care, she just like 24/7 needs somebody with her. Kavita no longer works outside of the house. She had a long, illustrious career, but she decided to become a full-time caretaker for her mom-in-law. As you might know, being a caretaker, especially for an adult, is a really intense, very exhausting gig.
Yeah.
And, Raj is a wonderful husband. He adores his wife, not just for being who she is, but for being such a good, daughter-in-law to his mom and like taking care of his mom. Like, it's awesome.
I can't even tell you how I haven't been there yet, right? Where I've had to rely on someone like my husband to look after one of my elderly relatives. But I imagine that time will come at some point.
Mm.
And how they behave during that will be immense for me, right? Because it is such a shitty thing to have to do. Same for me and his parents and his family. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like an act of love, right? It's like a very,
no,
yeah.
It's such an act of love.
Right.
Like it is the biggest love.
Yeah. And it should be also said that Raj is supporting everybody on his salary and because he's a nurse. And as you might imagine with COVID right now, he is very, very busy and he's been busy for like the last 2 years. Like it's just been super intense.
And that's like not a lot of money.
No, but it's enough for them. It's enough for the three of them to live on, but it's not a lot of money. It's a lot of irregular hours. It's a lot of, well, especially now, like he's exhausted. So like he would love to take more care of his mom, but he just can't. But he's really grateful that like his mom is with him and like he can see her as much as, and they can all three of them support, you know, love each other and be together. So
basically they're making do and they're doing great and they all are supporting each other and it's all working.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's so, They're doing great. So, as I mentioned, Raj and Kavita both are in their early 50s, and Raj, as a nurse, he's been working for decades. He's the consummate professional, very good at what he does. He gets along really well with his coworkers too. It's at the point where he's been at the same hospital for a long time. His coworkers, like, they've been through the trenches together, especially lately. And, you know, when you've been working together for that long, especially in jobs like this, where it's like shift work sometimes, sometimes you cover for somebody when somebody's like, listen, I've got a family emergency, I got to go. Raj has always been, you know what? I got you. Like, you know, I know how hard it is. I will help you out.
Okay, so he always stands and takes the extra shift.
And people reciprocate for him, too, when he needs it. So, like,
he's a dude. He's a dude at work.
Solid dude. It's like a Saturday night. Raj is not working. It's his night off. And he's home alone with his mom. And he's happy. And Kavita's not home. Kavita is out having a very, very badly needed girls' night out with her buddies. She's like, this is her first break night.
Fun time.
Yeah. Like, so yep. They're going out. She's not really into the drinking as much anymore because, you know, she's watching her weight and all that. But
and just get up in the
she
morning.
She has to get up in the morning. You know, the work doesn't stop, but they are having a blast. They're like, they're getting tapas at one restaurant and then they're going to another restaurant and getting some delicious dessert. And then they're going to maybe go out dancing and, or, you know, singing and who knows what. They're going to have a great time. And it's, she's so excited. And so it's like, 11 at night, and she's been out for a few hours, and she's having a really nice time, and suddenly her phone goes off, and it's her husband, it's Raj, and he goes, Kavita, I'm really, really sorry, but I need you to come back home. I just got called by a coworker who really needs me to cover her shift. I've covered for her before, but like something came up for her. She said it's really urgent, and I need to go and cover for her. And I can't let her down, especially with COVID. Like, I gotta go. Kavita's pissed, right? This is
totally.
This is her night out. She's been looking forward to it for ages. This is not easy for her to arrange. And, you know, Raj covers for people at work all the time. They cover for him. But, like, why couldn't he just say, listen, I don't have elder care tonight. I can't leave because, like, I have to watch my mom. I can't leave her alone. You have to go ask another coworker. Go ask somebody else. Like, you can't always just be him. And Kavita's like, you know, you don't have good professional boundaries. Sometimes you got to say no. And Raj fires back at her. Listen, I'm the one keeping this family afloat. I'm the one paying the bills with my work. And, you know, I can't just abandon my coworkers, especially not now.
This is a fun one, Maria.
Okay, is it? Yeah, I'm sure.
No!
I haven't.
No, this is not fun. Mm. This is really sticky, yeah. Though.
But that hasn't, that, I haven't actually gotten to the sticky pickle yet.
Oh my god. Okay. Okay, already I don't even know where I'd go. Yeah. So I'm already stunned.
Whose side are you on right now, out of curiosity? If you're picking a side.
I'm on hers. Mm. I'm on hers because so she's not working, but she's doing palliative care, albeit for one patient, mm-hmm. but 24/7. But also your mom-in-law and constantly.
Yes.
But he also has a really shit job right now. And his workmates are going to have a really shit job. And that is also relentless, mm-hmm. and not limited to one
Correct.
Person.
He's a force multiplier, right?
Yeah. You feel for everybody on
yes.
this. Like, you feel for everybody. And I also really, really think it's important to let your hair down. Like, I kind of wished he would respect that more and think of an alternative solution personally at this stage.
I'm with you. Yeah. Getting downtime as a caretaker is super important, and for him too. But yes, you're totally right. So Kavita, in the middle of her girls' night out, she says, sorry, everybody. I have to go. There's an emergency at home. I have to go home. And, everybody goes, you know, oh, Kavita, no, you can't go now. We're just starting to have so much fun. She goes, no.
You never come out.
Yeah, we never see you. It's been so long. Yeah. Really? Can't he get somebody else? Can't you just hire like an elder care sitter? He's like, no. Can't do that. You know, I got to go. So she goes home and she sits at home with her mother-in-law, and Raj heads out to work. And it's like midnight, 1 a.m. And Kavita's miserable. But she's like, you know what? I just better go to sleep. And because I'll be up probably in 2 hours anyway when mom needs help with the toilet or something. So I better just get whatever mm-hmm. rest I can. C'est la vie. What can you do? Shit happens sometimes. So she's, it's like 2 a.m. And they live in one of those apartment buildings, right? Where there's people above you and people below you, people around you. Through the ceiling of her bedroom, she starts hearing some noise. Like, it's 2 a.m. So you can probably guess what kind of noise is going on in the...
Rumpy pumpy.
Yes. Somebody is trying very enthusiastically to get pregnant for like an hour. very, very, very...
Gotta make sure it gets in there.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, there's Kavita like trying to go back to sleep, but being very rudely awakened by... The noise.
Being awakened. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But, and it goes on for like an hour. Like, no lie. She sits, she's there with a watch and staring at the clock going, this is going on like for a long, long time. And of course, it also wakes up mom-in-law, who's very just in the middle of the night, super disoriented, like just upset by the noise. When you have the condition that she has, sleep is extremely important and like it's sacred. So having mom-in-law being woken up by this is like
an absolute nightmare.
Like absolute nightmare.
So right now, what I'm thinking is, okay, so the people upstairs want to have a bit of rumpy pumpy, an hour, schmour. It depends how, if they do it every night, that's a different story. If it's one off, who cares? Deal with it. Tell mom, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Put everyone to bed. Relax, chillax. Let's all go.
All right. Fair enough. Kavita, as you might imagine, because there's so much on her plate and because her night of fun was so rudely disrupted.
She is pissed.
She is not feeling as generous as you are. Yeah. So she does put mom back to bed. She makes sure mom has gone to the toilet and is, you know, soundly back in bed and puts.
And then she puts on her bunny slippers and her robe.
No, goes upstairs.
No.
Ain't nobody got time for that. She gets on her phone. And she starts looking for stuff on YouTube, and she connects her phone to her Bluetooth speaker, and she waits for her noisy upstairs neighbor to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And once the things upstairs get a little quiet after the triumphant ending, Kavita stands on a chair so she can get as close to the ceiling as possible, and she connects her phone to a Bluetooth speaker and shoves that Bluetooth speaker right up to the ceiling, and then maxes up the volume on her phone and presses play on a very loud applause track that she found on YouTube.
Okay.
The loudest, most obnoxious one she could find. Because she wants to make sure her neighbors know, like, we all heard, I guess, good fucking job.
Yeah, she's not really worried about the mother-in-law there, is she?
Oh, she's pissed. She's pissed off. I mean... for the perform, it's a standing ovation. There you go,
a standing ovation. She is literally standing,
yes,
and ovating.
It's true. So she gets down off the chair. She puts the Bluetooth speaker away. She plugs her phone back in to charge it. And just as she's getting into bed, she hears a knock on her front door.
Oh, okay. Do you answer? I don't know if I'd answer. I'd pretend to be asleep.
No, she's very awake, and she whips the door open. What? And she sees a woman with very disheveled hair and a rosy glow, wearing a very loose bathrobe. And the woman instantly recognizes Kavita, and Kavita instantly recognizes her. It's Raj's coworker that asked him to cover for her. Kavita is horrified that this is the reason that this coworker needed Raj urgently to cover for her.
Well, I think she has like at least 15 nights out coming up, don't you? Like, at least. This is delicious. Fantastic.
So they recognize each other, and the upstairs neighbor slash nurse friend just walks away because she knows she's in it deep. But I guess the question for you is this. What do you think she should tell Raj, and how do you think Raj should handle this?
Everything?
Yeah, tell me.
I would go through the entire story with the applause, with the mom getting up, with the being pissed off, with the knock at the door, with the, oh, guess who I saw? Your coworker, the one you're covering for. And fuck you. I would have just established that my nights out now are sacred. Like, that would be my goal. That would be my goal. Because if I don't ask for them all the time, I want like once a week or once a month, whatever works, right? For the next 6 months, you're honoring that. Yes, yes. Handshake, spit, spit, patoon. Great. Done.
I'm with you. I'm just wondering if there is to be the alternate point of view is you don't know why somebody is calling out. And if somebody says, listen, I have a reason, just trust me. I have my reasons. Can we like just respect that? Or is that just bullshit?
No, but every butterfly flap in the wings impacts others, right? Mm-hmm. And it impact her night in a pretty seriously shit way. So no matter how we slice and dice it from her point of view, you stole my night. Why am I not allowed a bit of fun? Like, you've had fun. I didn't have fun.
Although, was Kavita's reaction with the applause, that was a little obnoxious, was it not?
I think that was like baby stuff. I thought, great for her.
You would have done the broom handle on the ceiling.
Yes!
Knock it off! Knock it off! Wait, you already have.
I would give them a tempo to finish that, to hurry it along. It was an hour long. That's it for this week, Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Listen again. Or check out previous seasons and tell a friend, whatever. Just thank you for being here with us.
Yay. Yes. And you can always get in touch with us by email, hello@stickypickles.com or via the social medias. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. And anything else, you can always find us at stickypickles.com.
Thank you for listening. Merci. Merci.
Thanks, everybody.
Bellinado.
Oh, you're still recording it.